జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ గోపీజన వల్లభ గిరివరధారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ గోపీజన వల్లభ గిరివరధారీ యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యమునా తీరావన చారీ యశోదాన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యమునా తీరావన చారీ యశోదానందన జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారీ గోపీజన వల్లభ గిరివరధారీ జయ రాధా మా యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యమునా తీరావన చారీ యశోదానందన హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే హరి రామ హరి రామ 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 హరి 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరి 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 రామ హరి రామ 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 హరి హరి హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే హరి రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే హరి రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే హరి రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారీ గోపీ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿ ವರದಾರಿ ಆರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಚಂದ್ರ ರಾಧ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಚಂದ್ರ ರಾಧೆ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಬಲದೇವ ಸುಭದ್ರ ಜಯ ಸುದರ್ಶ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾ ಶಿಶಿ ಗೌರನಿತಾ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ 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 ನೀತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ತಾಯ ಗೌರ
ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋದಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಅಭಯ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಬಿಯುಟಿ ಫೌಂಡರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೇವರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತ ಶ್ರೀ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದಕಿ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶಿಲ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಕೀ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಸ ಕಹಿಯೇ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದಕಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಶ್ಯಾಮಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾಕುಂಡ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ಕಿ ಮಾಯಾಪೂರ್ಣವದ್ವೀಪ ಧಾಮ್ಕಿ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ಪುರಿ ಧಾಮ್ಕಿ ಗ್ರಂಥರಾ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕೀ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ಟ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ಟ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ಟ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ಟ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಅನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇತ್ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತೀ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಸೊ ವಿ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು 5 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 1 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 18. ಯಷಟ್ ಸಪತ್ನಾನ್ ವಿಜೀಗಿ ಸಾಮ್ನೋ ಗೃಹೇಷು ನಿರ್ವಿಶ್ಯಯತೇತ ಪೂರ್ವಂ ಅತ್ಯೇತಿ ದುರ್ಗಾಶ್ರಿತವೂರ್ಜಿತಾರಿನ್ ಕ್ಷೀಣೇಷು ಕಾಮಂ ವಿಚರೇತು ವಿಪತ್ಸಿತ್. ಯಸ್ಸತ್ ಸಪತ್ನಾನ್ ವಿಜಿಗೀಷಮಾನೋ ಗೃಹೇಷು ನಿರ್ವಿಶ್ಯಯತೇತ ಪೂರ್ವಂ ಅತ್ಯೇತಿ ದುರ್ಗಾಶ್ರಿತವೂರ್ಜಿತಾರಿನ್
क्षीणेषु कामं विचरेतु विपश्चित् यश सपत्नान् विजिगीषमानो गृहेषु निर्विश्ययतेत पूर्वम् अत्येति दुर्गाशितवूर्जितारिन् क्षीणेषु कामं विचरेत् विपश्येत्। गृहेषु निर्विश्य क्षीणेषु कामं विचरेत् विपश्येत् यः षट् सपत्नान् विजिगीषमानो गृहेषु निर्विश्ययतेत पूर्वम् अत्येति दुर्गाश्रितवूर्जितारिन् क्षीणेषु कामं विचरेत् विपश्येत् यः षट् सपत्नान् विजिगीषमानो गृहेषु निर्विश्ययतेत पूर्वम् अत्येति दुर्गाश्रितवूर्जितारिन् क्षीणेषु कामं विचरेत् विपश्येत् यः एनीवन् हू षट् सिक्स् सपत्नान् अड्वर्सरीस् विजिगीषमानः डिज़ैरिङ्ग् टु कोङ्कर् गृहेषु इन् हौस् होल्ड् लैफ् निर्विश्य हेविङ्ग् एण्टर्ड् एतेतां मस्ट् ट्रै पूर्वं फस्ट् अत्येति कोङ्कर्स् दुर्गाश्रितः बीङ्ग् इन् ए फोर्टिफैड् प्लेस् ऊर्जितारिन् वेरि स्ट्राङ्ग् एनिमिस् क्षीणेषु डिक्रीस्ड् कामं लस्टि डिज़ैर्स् विचरेत् केन् गो विपश्चित् द मोस्ट् एक्स्पीरियन्स्ड् लर्न्ड् ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ బై డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ వన్ హూ సిచ్యువేటెడ్ ఇన్ హౌస్ హోల్డ్ లైఫ్ అండ్ హూ సిస్టమాటికల్లీ కాంకర్స్ హిస్ మైండ్ అండ్ ఫైవ్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గాన్స్ ఈజ్ లైక్ ఎ కింగ్ ఇన్ హిస్ ఫోర్ట్రెస్ హూ కాంకర్స్ హిస్ పవర్ఫుల్ ఎనిమీస్ ఆఫ్టర్ వన్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ ట్రైన్డ్ ఇన్ హౌస్ హోల్డ్ లైఫ్ అండ్ హిస్ లస్టీ డిజైర్స్ హ్యావ్ డిక్రీజ్డ్ హీ కెన్ మూవ్ ఎనీవేర్ వితౌట్ డేంజర్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ ది వేదిక్ సిస్టమ్ ఆఫ్ ఫోర్ వర్ణాస్ అండ్ ఫోర్ ఆశ్రమాస్ ఇస్ వెరీ సైంటిఫిక్ and its entire purpose is to enable one to control the senses. Before entering household life, Grihastha Ashram, a student is fully trained to become Jitendriya, a conqueror of the senses. Such a mature student is allowed to become a householder, and because he was first trained in conquering his senses, he retires from household life and becomes Vanaprastha as soon as strong waves of youthful life are passed, and he reaches the verge of old age at 50 years or slightly more. Then after being further trained, he accepts sannyas. He is then a fully learned and renounced person who can move anywhere and everywhere without fear of being captivated by material desires. The senses are considered very powerful enemies. As a king in a strong fortress can conquer powerful enemies, so a householder in Grihastha Ashram, household life, can conquer the lusty desires of youth and be very secure when he takes vanaprastha and sannyas. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यामनोभीष्टं स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमामि विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशता नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So seek the blessings of all Vaishnavas so that I can speak something from Srimad Bhagavatam to glorify the Lord and His devotional service for His pleasure. So in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the end, so Shukadeva Goswami tells Parikshit Maharaj that till now I described the descendants of Swayambhava Munu. Now onwards I will describe Priyavrata Maharaj and his descendants. And then he continues to tell that Priyavrata Maharaj, he stayed in Nardamuni's ashram, got training nicely, and then entered Grastha ashram, except become king, emperor of the entire world. And after ruling kingdom for almost maybe 11 crores of years, almost 50, half of the life of Swayambhava Manu, he attained perfection. He reached, went back to God, developed love for Krishna and went back to God. So fifth canto begins with Priyavrata Maharaj's two questions based on this statement of Shukadeva Goswami. So Parikshit Maharaj asked two questions to Shukadeva Goswami, that how is that Priyavrata Maharaj, although being trained under Narada Muni for so many years, thousands and thousands of years, he agreed to accept household life and became king of the entire world. That is first question. And second question is, he asks, after becoming attached to wife, children, household life, how come he attained perfection of life? So these two questions begins the, it, these two questions set right the scene for fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Parikshit Maharaj thinks, Vishwanatha Thakura Thakur tells in his commentary, that Parikshit Maharaj thinks maybe Parikshit Maharaj committed some Vaishnava aparad, some aparad, because of which he became attached to family life. Just like we see in the example of Shaubari Muni case, he committed aparad to Garuji, because of which when he saw two fishes mating in Yamuna, in Vrindavan, he became disturbed and then he entered household life. Something like that happened with Priyavrata Maharaj also, because of which he accepted household life and attached to the household life. That's what Parikshit Maharaj's question was going on in his mind. So Vishwanatha Thakura, he answers in next shloka, that yes, there are two obstacles in the life of a devotee while practicing devotional service. So one is the obstacles caused by offense to devotees, and second is obstacles caused by Lord's will. So he gives the example for Vaishnava Parad, the example of Dvivida, because he committed offense to Lakshman in Ramayana, so because of which he had to take a long time to rectify it. And he also gives the example of Maharaj Rahugan, who committed offense to Bharat, Jada Bharat, but because immediately asked forgiveness, he was forgiven. And then he tells one more reason for obstacle in devotee's life is Lord's will. And Shukadeva Thakur, he gives the examples of Priyavrata Maharaj and Bharat Maharaj as an example of Lord's will. And of course, our Srila Prabhupada gives the example of Jai Vijay. So Lord wanted to fight, and he wanted somebody to fight. And who can fight with Lord other than his devotees? So Lord sent Jai Vijay so that they can become demons and then they can fight. That's how they descended from Vaikuntha to material world. But Shukadeva Thakur, he gives the example of Bharat Maharaj. He He apparently took the body of deer and he went through Jadabharat. Why? Because Lord wanted to teach the example of proper conduct of a devotee. That how devotee should conduct his life, how he should not become unnecessarily attached to wrong things which is not in Krishna consciousness. So he wanted to teach that through Bharat Maharaj, and that's why he used Bharat Maharaj as an example to become attached to deer, and then eventually the next two lives he took. And then he used Parivarat Maharaj to show an example that how it is more important to give Lord's wish or senior devotee's wish as priority than one's own desires. So that is what Lord wanted to teach through Parivarat Maharaj. So when Parishad Maharaj asked this question that why Parivarat Maharaj moved on from Brahmacharya Ashram to Grihastha Ashram. So this question is not something, he's not asking about somebody who stayed in ashram for few years, 10 years, 20 years and then moved on to ashram. So that moving of from Brahmacharya Ashram to Grihastha Ashram after staying few years, that is not a change of ashram in one sense. It is called graduating to ashram. It's progressive. The Brahmachari, he takes training in 20 years in Gurukul and then he moves on, isn't it? But that is not applicable to Parivarat Maharaj. Because he stayed in ashram for how many years? Not 20, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Stayed for thousands and thousands of years. And that too under Narada Muni's guidance in ashram. So how come he changed that ashram? That is Parivarat Maharaj's big inquiry, isn't it? It's something like somebody pursues medical medicine. Hare Krishna, six blessings of Raja Shambhu. So nowadays IIT coaching or medicine coaching starts from 8th class only, isn't it? 8th, 9th, 10th, they undergo some training and then 11th, 12th and then 4 years of MBBS. Yes, and then they take 1 year training in some practice and then they do MD. Almost 15 years they take training in medicine and then they become doctor, qualified doctor. And then if somebody does that, gets that MBBS degree and MD degree, after that 15 years of vigorous training. Medicine is not something like engineering. Engineering is very easy. Many times we have experienced that tomorrow exam is the one day night before we study. In our college we call it as one day batting. Isn't it? One day match it is. One day before we start the preparation and the next day we vomit in the exam and forget forever. We never remember it. And whatever we learn, we never get to apply in our wherever we go for a job. That is something completely different only what you are going to apply in our job. But medicine is something very, very difficult. They have this much big books for almost 10 books for every year, and that is 4 years course, and then it's a lot of competition, lot of difficulties there. And somebody does that much of austerity of getting medicine degree, and after that, if they choose to become software engineer, obviously somebody will get question, why is that? Isn't it? So similarly, Parishad Maharaj's question is something like that. After so much of training in Brahmacharya Ashram, why Parivarat Maharaj went on to accept the kingdom and then get married and all these things? So then Vishwanatha Thakura clarifies, it's not because of Vaishnava Parad, it is because of Lord's will. Lord wanted to teach proper conduct through Parivarat Maharaj, that how it is important to give more preference to Lord's will or senior devotee's will than one's own desire. So this brings out the amazing character of Parivarat Maharaj. So Srimad Bhagavatam teaches something very exalted, nothing less than pure devotional service. Although apparently externally Parivarat Maharaj's case seems to be that he was in ashram for some time and then Brahmaji came, he accepted and then he became king, ruled and then went back to Godhead. But Srimad Bhagavatam wants to bring out some very important lesson through the example of Parivarat Maharaj, that how pure devotees want to give top priority to Lord's desire than one's own desire. So, and not only through Parivarat Maharaj case, from beginning to end, Srimad Bhagavatam speaks about the exalted devotees who wanted to give Lord's desire as top priority than one's own desire. Yes, so Lord tells somebody to accept kingdom, they accept kingdom. Lord tells somebody to reject kingdom, they are ready to reject kingdom. Lord tells somebody to take the side of adharma and fight against the side of dharma, they are ready to do that. Lord tells somebody to do this, they are ready to do anything because their own personal desire is not the priority. What is Lord's desire, that is the priority. So Lord told Parikshit, I wanted to bring out Bhagavatam, so you give up kingdom. So he was ready to give up kingdom. And he's telling Bhishma to fight on the side of adharma to teach some valuable lessons. And Bhishma was ready for that. Lord told Arjun in the last final match with Karna. So Karna was, no, he was not having any ratha. He was in the chariot standing on the ground. And to fight with somebody who is not on the chariot is against the Kshatriya codes. But Lord told Arjun, I am telling you, you fight. And he gives reasons also, and then he tells. So Sarathi is telling Arjuna to fight with somebody who is Virata, who is not having, having chariot. And he tells, because they wanted to give top priority to Lord's desire than one's own desire. And that is the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam, that how to please Krishna. So Rupa Goswami describes what is pure devotional service. Anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena Krishna anushilanam bhakti rutam. So anya abhilashita shunyam, other than, I don't want anything other than what pleases Krishna, what Krishna wants. That is, let thy will be done, my Lord, not my will. And for that, devotees ready to go anything, to anything, go anywhere for pleasing the Lord. So in general, we see, the man becomes powerful by brahmacharya. Yes, and woman becomes powerful by chastity. But pure devotees are beyond this also. They are ready to give up brahmacharya or chastity for pleasing the Lord. So Privarat Maharaj give up brahmacharya to become king, to get married, to please the Lord. And gopis, they give up chastity to please Krishna. So that is pure devotional service. Yes, they are not worried about what, they are not attached to that. They are attached to what pleases Krishna. That is very important. Yes. So in general, in karma yoga, we see karma path, generally people take to householder life. And in jnana path, people generally take to vairagya, renunciation. But in bhakti marg, neither household life nor vairagya, renunciation, is purpose or perfection. In bhakti marg, neither household nor vairagya is purpose or perfection. They are means to please Krishna. That is very important to understand. So I was hearing Radhika Vallapur's class. He was telling that the advanced stage maya allures devotee by sense orbits, by gross sense objects. Like we find the example of Ajamil or Indra, who gets deviated by the lust or pride, isn't it? So in the beginning, Maya allures sadhaka by gross sense objects. But in advanced stage of devotional service, Maya confuses sadhaka for the means to be the end. It confuses the means to be the end. Like, what are the means to, what is the end of devotional service? To please Krishna. And what are the means to attain that end? Either our renunciation or a scriptural study, austerity, etc. So, but in advanced stage, Maya confuses that this means to be the end. So we have to be very careful that we have to be understanding that these means are required to please Krishna. The goal is to please Krishna and the means is to these things. That is very important to understand. So that's what happened with Priyat Maharaj. So Priyat Maharaj was practicing brahmacharya. But when Brahmaji came and descended and told him that, yes, this is what you are supposed to do, this is Lord's will. So immediately Privarat Maharaj gave up to please Krishna. This is very important to understand. So we should not confuse the means to be the end. The means of austerity or renunciation or scriptural study or scholarship, they're all the means to please Krishna. Like some devotees become attached to austerities. But the goal of austerity is what? To please Krishna. But if you are not clear with that goal, then by performing austerities, one will become proud. And then one will lose the goal, the end of life. Like tomorrow's Ekadashi, then very, very much most awaited day of the year, isn't it? So we don't wait for this day as much as we wait for Janmashtami or any other function, isn't it? Because this is the most, the thought of Nirjala Ekadashi is very fearful. Isn't it? Whole day without water, without anything, only Krishna, so difficult it is, isn't it? But what is the purpose of Ekadashi? Fasting is to remember Krishna, to please Krishna. Yes, that is the purpose of Ekadashi. So if you see the story of Ekadashi, so how the Ekadashi came into existence. So once Lord Vishnu, he was sleeping, and then suddenly one demon called Mura he attacked Lord Vishnu. And when Lord Vishnu was sleeping, from his body one energy emanated. And that energy, she killed Mura demon. And then when Lord woke up, he saw that the demon was killed and the energy, she was standing with folded palms. And then Lord Vishnu understood. And he told her that because without instruction from master, you performed this act, you understood the mind of master proactively and did this service, so you will be most dear to me. And from today you will be called as Ekadashi. And whoever follows you properly, they will become more dear to me. They will become better servant to me. So Ekadashi and the word Ekatma Bhakta, they go together. So pure devotees are Ekatma Bhaktas. What is Ekatma Bhakta? What is the will of Krishna? What is desire of Krishna? That is given top priority. That is Ekadashi, Ekatma Bhakta. And opposite to Ekatma Bhaktas are Adhama Bhakta. So I was hearing one CC camp which Gaurangpur took in Vada. So he was telling Adhama Bhakta. There are six types of Adhama Bhaktas, on contrary to Ekatma Bhakta. He was telling, one shloka he was quoting. What are the six types of Adhama Bhaktas? He was telling, Alir Bhano Jyotishkaha Stabdhi Bhuta Kimekaha Preshitaka Preshaka Shadeti Sevaka Adhama. So who are six types of Adhama Sevaka? He was telling Alir. Alir means bumblebee. So you tell him some service, he will, like bumblebee, keeps on roaming here and there. So you give him some service, after taking service he keeps on roaming, he doesn't do service. He keeps on moving around here and there. So he is like Alir, bumblebee like servant. Second is Bana. Bana is very sharp. You tell him some service, he will ask you, he will tell you, why me only? Aapko koi aur koi mila nahi kya? Why me only? Why this only? Why not that? So his response is like of Bana, arrow. Very sharp. And third is Jyotishkaha. Jyotishka means what? In future. You tell him to bring water, okay, I'll bring after 1 month. That is no postponing. Jyotishkaha. Stabdi Bhuta means lethargic. He doesn't do service immediately. Kimekaha. Kimeka means what? He asks why. He asks 100 questions. Why this? Why not that? What this? All those things. Why are you drinking a lot of water? If you drink a lot of water, you are setting the example. Your kidneys will get spoiled. So don't get drink a lot of water. Why this? All these things. And then Preshitakaha. Preshakaha means he delegates service. Whatever service given to him, he doesn't do himself. He delegates. You tell him to get one glass of water. After 1 hour, you ask him, where is glass of water? Oh, I told that devotee, he did not bring for you. Okay, I'll tell another devotee to bring. So this is delegation. So these six are Adhama Bhaktas. But on the contrary, we have Ekatma Bhaktas. Ekatma Bhaktas are those who understand the mind of Lord, our devotees, our spiritual master, and then fulfills that desire. And by following Ekadashi, one becomes Ekatma Bhaktas. That is the purpose of following Ekadashi. So he was telling what is following Ekadashi means. So we have different versions of following Ekadashi. So what is actual following of Ekadashi? Proji was quoting from Hari Bhakti Vilas. He was telling, what is definition of following Ekadashi? He was telling, Upavrittasya papebhyo yastu vaso gunai saha upavasasa vigyebhyo sarva bhoga vivarjitaha. He was telling, first is Upavrittasya papebhyo, to refrain from all sinful activities. You ask, what sinful activities? So according to Hari Bhakti Vilas, he was telling drinking water, grinding, lighting fire, all these are papa, because it causes harm to living entities who are around. So upavrittasya papebhyo, withdrawing from such sins. Yastu vaso gunai saha, to stay nearby somebody who is full of divine qualities. And who is that? Supreme Lord or his devotees, to stay near them. And then sarva bhoga vivarjitaha, giving up all kinds of sense enjoyment. So this is called as following Ekadashi. These three things: giving up all sinful activities, staying nearby Lord who is full of divine qualities. It means it can be deity worship, it can be service, it can be chanting, it can be hearing about Krishna. Different ways we perform devotional service. And third is sarva bhoga vivarjitaha, giving up of all kinds of sense gratification. And one who follows these things, Ekadashi Devi, she blesses him. For what? To become better servant. So this is the meaning of the purpose of Ekadashi. So not to, you know, become austere or show austerity and forget this. Yes. So if we have this proper mood, we need not give up following Ekadashi, we need not give up fasting, but we should change the consciousness that I am doing it to become better servant of the Lord, to please Krishna. So that should be our consciousness. Yes. So in the advanced stage, we should be careful that we should not confuse the means to be the end. That's what Lord wants to teach through Privarat Maharaj. So generally there is lot, when this chapter started, there is a lot of discussion going on that no subordinate should understand the mood of superior and then change his desire accordingly, and superior should understand the mood of subordinate and then give service accordingly. That goes on. So Adhikala Prabhu quoting from our Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, where Shivarama Raja is telling the dynamics between service between subordinate and superior. He was telling that spiritual life is founded on the principle that devotional service must always be performed under an authority's guidance. He is quoting from Shivarama Raja book. Such authority should be infallible, free from four defects of conditioned life. If conditioned souls make their inclination for service, which may not be because of taste, they are not above these defects. Only liberated souls whose taste comes from ecstatic devotion, the infallible platform, are free from such faults. Therefore, practicing devotees should not allow taste alone to determine their service. The infallible authority of scripture, saints and gurus should always confirm their direction. So Iskari was telling that the bhakti should be performed under guidance. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Ruttamam. So that should be done under the guidance of superior. And he also, Maharaj also quotes from superior point of view. Thus said, Vaishnava authorities must be sensitive not to stifle devotees' genuine enthusiasm for specific services. They should keep in mind Sanatan Goswami's instruction. Whatever the devotional method by which a man with a true spiritual taste feels satisfaction and complete joy, That is the method saintly authorities deem most excellent and effective for him. So basically, from subordinate point of view, you should ask what pleases superior, what is the need of the hour. And spiritual, from superior point of view, you should also think what is the nature of the devotee and what is the qualification of the devotee, whether he can do that or not. So when there is genuine concern about each other from each side, so then the service can be handled nicely. So not the superior is forcing subordinate, no, you should do it. And subordinate is saying, I will not do it, it's not my nature. That should not happen. So you should understand, each should understand others' needs and cooperate. That is very important to understand. So here also we find in case of Privarat Maharaj and Brahmaji and Narada Muni. So Narada Muni wants Privarat Maharaj to continue in ashram. And Swayambhu Muni wants him to come out of ashram and take over the kingdom. Isn't it? But when Brahmaji descends, and then he tells that this is not my will, this is Lord's will. Yes? And then please accept it. And if you have doubts in me, I am not coming alone to ask you. I am to tell you. So I brought so many, I brought Lord Shiva with me. I brought four Vedas personified with me. So you ask them also. So he is giving authority not only from his side, from other sides. And when Narada Muni hears the proposal of Brahmaji, in 21st shloka he tells, he doesn't become resented. He doesn't become angry with Brahmaji. That okay, are Brahmaji kya me? I preached to him and brought him to ashram, and Brahmaji is coming and taking him out of ashram. He doesn't become angry with Brahmaji. That's what Bhagavatam tells. Sukadeva Swami tells in 21st verse that he doesn't become angry with him. So at the end of the whole episode, everybody becomes happy and satisfied. So this is very important to understand. When there is love and trust between the subordinate and superior, the devotees, then automatically the service happens very smoothly. Yes, that is very important. Here we find the love and trust between the devotees with different agendas or motives, but cooperating for Lord's plan. So love and trust plays a very major role in the dynamics of subordinate superior role. When that is there, so then superior understands the need of the subordinate and engages him, and subordinate trusts the superior and accepts the service from him. So this mood of love and trust plays a very, very major role in the dynamics of devotional service amongst the devotees. Yes, it's very, very important. And what brings love and trust? That is very important to understand. So from leader side, so if he takes care of these three things, then automatically people below him, they develop love and trust. Yes, what are they? So first things, he should inspire the people. And how to inspire the subordinates? By the three things. One is by his own personal practice of Krishna consciousness, by personal character of Krishna consciousness. And second is by his expertism in dealing with different problems or situations. and thirdly by one loving relationships with the people. So three things, as Raya Shyamaru puts in, no, three ways: bhakti shakti, dakshata and priti lakshana. Yes, when these three things are there from superior side, automatically subordinate develops trust in superior, and then follows whatever he says. Yes, it is very important to understand. So when there is loving dealings, when the superior is filled with appreciation for the devotees, so then when even corrections are offered in that atmosphere of appreciation, people are ready to take that in right spirit. And why not? Every devotee is contributing in so many ways in Prabhupada's mission. Why not we appreciate them? And currently in last 3 months we are seeing, because of this lockdown, so no congregation is coming from outside, and our devotees are extending so much to do services for Lord's pleasure. Yes, so we have seen the beautiful garden coming just outside of temple, the beautiful Sabji garden, Shak garden, or Madan Manohar Prabhu is putting his heart and soul in developing so nicely. Father, every day practically you see in the evening, spending around 2 hours very carefully nurturing them and growing them. Yes, it was never seen previously. Yes, and then our Radha Pankaj, Father Pankaj Prabhu and his team, they are cultivating nicely the flowers. We cannot take flowers from outside. So the whole flower garden has come up so beautifully. And practically morning and evening they are extending so much to bring out such wonderful flowers for the Lord. Yes, and our Dhavajanitya and Prabhu Arjuna should be taken the responsibility of cleaning the ashram every day, 3 floors. Yes, that is very important contribution they are doing. So many devotees are doing so many things. If only we are eyes to see, how can't we appreciate? We have to appreciate. And when there is atmosphere filled with appreciation, so automatically there is love and trust established. Yes. So we find our Shweddhi Prabhu now outside, he was now distributing thousands and thousands of plates of prasad to those who are in need. So many devotees are doing so many things for that matter. So when there is appreciation, when the trust is developed, and the trust is developed, there is no confusion, there is no doubt, it goes on. So that's what we are seeing in this episode. The love and trust between Narada Muni, Revarat Maharaj, Swayambhu Manu and Brahmaji. And Brahmaji is telling, Vishnu Thakur writes in his commentary, that I am not forcing you my desire. It's not my desire first of all, it's Lord's desire. And if you have any doubts, I am not alone. I brought Lord Shiva with me. I brought Vedas personified with me. You ask them also. And now with such presentation, how that devotee will not accept the proposal unless he is whimsical. Isn't it? So that is very important. So Brahmaji, although he has authority, he is the first man, he is the topmost well-being, what not. He is the grandfather, so many things, qualifications. But still he is not forcing his desire on Prayavrat Maharaj. He is very considerate. Okay, if not able to convince, if he has doubts in me, okay, let us take the whole other equals or seniors also, so that if he has any doubts, he can consult them and ask them. So this is the proper mode of authority subordinate relationship, and that is there people automatically develop trust. And the movement, the Prabhupada many times mentions in his letters also, this movement is based on love and trust. So I was going through 2-3 Prabhupada's letter where Prabhupada writes to his disciples. He is writing to Achyutanand Maharaj, letter dated November 1, 1973. He writes, "My dear Achyutanand Maharaj, please accept my blessings. Enclosed, please find one letter addressed to me from one of our Bengali devotees, which I am forwarding to you for necessary action. Try to pacify him if he is offended. Everyone comes to us to offer voluntary service, so amongst ourselves there must be good behavior. One may not feel sorry, so the leaders must take precautions as far as possible." One more letter he was writing to Balimardhan Maharaj. "You are saying both of you had some hot conversation on the points of management, but I request both of you not to become agitated on any controversial point. A Vaishnava is supposed to be more tolerant than the tree and more forbearing than the grass. Besides that, we have taken a great mission of cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so everything should be done very diligently and soberly so that our missionary activity may not be hampered. All our members are giving voluntary service, so they should be always encouraged in the service attitude. That is very much required." And one more letter he writes, As husband and wife, you must always remain together and raise your daughter in Krishna consciousness. I would like you to go back to New Vrindavan and fix up a nice living place for yourselves and help to develop the New Vrindavan scheme. Our ISKCON should be taken as being a family based on love and trust. So as the father becomes unhappy when one of his children wishes to break family connection, I also become unhappy when there is difficulties within our ISKCON family. So please do not consider leaving as you are spiritual children of mine. So Prabhupada is so concerned that this movement should, because everybody is doing voluntary service, nobody is forced, nobody is doing because of some salary. So they should, when they are appreciated, encouraged, and then when they feel nourished and then protected and sheltered, so they will want to offer more services to Prabhupada's mission. That is very important to understand. Now coming to Prabhupada's purpose, Prabhupada mentions the importance of training before entering Grihastha Ashram, isn't it? So if one is trained and then enters Grihastha Ashram, so then his senses will be controlled, and the right age comes, he will take up to Vanaprastha Ashram and then eventually take sannyas and then can move anywhere and everywhere. So Prabhupada very emphatically tells the importance of brahmachari training before entering Grihastha Ashram, because the senses are very much uncontrolled. The training is required to control the senses, to make one jitendriya, as Prabhupada mentions. Yes? So in the beginning stage, no, we have to make a conscious choice of choosing the pure. Because we have always choice in the beginning days, of course, throughout our Krishna consciousness, choice between purity and impurity. To choose pure and to choose impure. And in the conditioned state, the natural attraction tendency is to choose impure things. The mind's natural attraction is to choose impure things. Yes? But the intelligence should be strengthened, should be made strong to choose pure things. Although there may be liking for impure things, unwanted things, but the intelligence should be strengthened and made strong to choose pure things. Yes? And it is austerity, agreed. But we do it as austerity. That's very important to understand. So in the beginning, one makes a conscious choice of choosing pure things. And when one becomes an advanced devotee, he makes a spontaneous choice to choose pure things. Yes, that time though endeavor is required. By default, the mind and intelligence become attracted to pure things at the advanced stage. But the beginning stage, we have to train our mind to choose pure things. And what is the symptom of our advancement? How to judge? Simple thing. When the mind accepts impure things to be impure, we have become pure. Because in the beginning stage, mind takes pure things to be impure and impure things to be pure. Yes? And that means it is contaminated. By advanced stage, mind accepts impure things to be impure and doesn't accept it. That is a symptom of, one of the symptoms of, you can say, purity. Yes, until that time comes, so we have to keep on making a conscious choice. Yes, this is pure, this is impure. I should make a choice of pure. And that's why intelligence should be very strong. If intelligence is not strong, then mind takes over and automatically the mind goes to impure things. So in the beginning, we have to, the training is required to choose, to make intelligence strong in terms of morning program, in terms of sadhana, in terms of being under superior's guidance, all these things are required. So the mind is very rigorously, very strongly trained to choose only pure things and reject impure things. Both have to go together, to accept only pure things and reject impure things. And it goes on, maybe it depends on our sincerity and Lord's mercy, we go on for years and decades, but seeing our sincerity, Lord becomes pleased. And Lord shows mercy. Okay, now I'll purify your mind. And that time, purification of mind means what? That mind accepts pure things to be pure and impure things to be impure. And for that training is required. And once one takes that training and then enters Grihastha Ashram, there is no problem for him, there is no danger for him. Because he's trained completely. And then eventually, so when the right age comes, he performs his responsibilities very sincerely in Grihastha Ashram. When the right age comes, he goes to Vanaprastha Ashram, Sannyasa Ashram. So many times we have impression that Brahmachari Ashram training is only for Brahmacharis. But no, Brahmachari training is required for both future Brahmacharis or future Grihasthas. Both is required. Then though one can become strong Brahmachari and then strong Grihastha. The training is required for both. It's very much important to understand that before entering Grihastha Ashram, one needs to get the Brahmachari training. And what is Brahmachari training? To control senses, to accept impure things to be impure, pure things to be pure. And once it is done, then yes, once he gets purified, then the senses that Prabhupada tells that analogy of the fangs, poisonous fangs of the snake, when they're removed, and you see, so even they enter Grihastha Ashram, it is not dangerous for them because they're purified. And they perform the duties very nicely, responsibly, and then they come out very successfully. That's what Prabhupada is mentioning, the importance of training, either for somebody who wants to remain Naishthika Brahmacharis or somebody for those who want to get married. The training is required for both. That is the importance of training. To summarize, so we saw that how Parikshit Maharaj is very much excited to know that how Priyavrata Maharaj, although being trained in Narada Muni, he accepted the kingdom and got married. And after, even though he got married and entangled in the kingdom, how come he developed Krishna prana? Yes, and because he thought it was because of Vaishnava Aparad, and Vishnu Thakur clarifies, it is not because of Aparad, it is because of Lord's desire. Because Lord wanted to show through Bharat Maharaj and Pivarat Maharaj the examples of that proper conduct and how it is required to give Lord's desire or superior desire, top priority, than one's own desire. Because pure devotees are Ekatma Bhaktas. So Srimad Bhagavatam from beginning to end, it speaks about Ekatma Bhaktas. How to give Lord's desire as top priority. The Lord tells somebody to accept kingdom, to reject kingdom, to fight on side of dharma, adharma. These are all details. So the goal is what? To please Krishna. That is very much emphasized, focused. Yes, and in the case of Priyavrata Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj was told to give up the kingdom, to bring out Bhagavatam. Priyavrata Maharaj was told to accept the kingdom, to do something better, something good for Krishna, according to Krishna's plan. Yes, that is Ekatma Bhaktas. And contrary that to Adhama Bhaktas, we discussed six types of Adhama Bhaktas. And how can you become Ekatma Bhaktas? Since your one simple solution is to follow Ekadashi. And what is Ekadashi following, we discussed. And Ekatma Bhaktas, by following Ekadashi, one becomes better servant of Krishna. That should be the goal. Because in the beginning stage, sadhaka will be confused by maya with sense objects, gross sense objects. Advanced stage, maya confuses sadhaka for the means to be the end. So one should not take the means to be the end. So there is niyamagraha and niyamagraha. So that is required. In the beginning stage, one will break the rules. And advanced stage, one will be attached to the rules. Yes, that the part we have to understand, the means is what? That they are the means to please Krishna. That should be very clear to understand. Yes. And eventually we also discussed about the importance of love and trust. Because there was love and trust involved between these four personalities, the issue was solved very nicely. Nobody was no feeling upset or angry at the end of the whole conversation episode. Everybody was satisfied. Because it is Lord's desire. So in our movement also, there is a great need of developing love and trust amongst each other for foregoing, for advancing our Prabhupada's mission. Yes, and we discuss some letters from Srila Prabhupada that how the love and trust is very important. So when there is love and trust among devotees, it attracts sensitive, intelligent people and keep them in the moment. It's very important, the importance of love and trust. And finally, we discussed about the importance of training. Whether one wants to become Brahmacharya, Grihastha, doesn't matter. What is important is the need of accepting training. The purpose of training is to control our senses, to become Jitendriya. Yes, and what is training? Basically to train, to accept impure things to be impure and pure things to be pure. Yes, and in the beginning stages, there is natural attraction for impurity. But we have to train voluntarily, consciously to accept pure things and reject impure things. And that conscious choice eventually, after becoming purified, it becomes spontaneous choice. That is a symptom of one gets purified. Yes, he automatically rejects impure things and accepts pure things. And when one does that, whether one stay in Brahmacharya Ashram, Grihastha Ashram, Sannyasa Ashram, it doesn't matter because senses are purified. So this is what Prabhupada wants to bring out. And by the glory of Prabhupada, who gave this knowledge, we are able to understand it. Because without this knowledge, the greatest gift of Krishna is knowledge. Because living entity, when he comes to material world, he completely forgets the importance of this knowledge. He forgets this knowledge and we are in ignorance. And one of the main mission of Krishna coming again and again, either through his incarnations or his personally, is to give that knowledge. The knowledge of who is Jiva, who is God, relationship between Jiva, God and material nature, Sambandhagna. And Srila Prabhupada took so much of his endeavors, so much of his time to give that knowledge. He burnt his midnight oil, as people tell. In fact, he burnt his early morning oil to write this Bhaktivedanta purpose, to give this knowledge so we can develop this knowledge. So once Prabhupada was writing, after he took sannyas, he was in Vrindavan, he was translating Bhagavatam. So one of his Vajvasi friend, he came. And that time people used to call him as Swami Maharaj. So that friend addressed Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj, so you are writing Srimad Bhagavatam commentaries with Parker pen? And then Prabhupada tells, yes, मैं, ही वॉज आस्किंग इन हिंदी एंड वॉज रिप्लाइड इन हिंदी, यस मैं भागवतम का कमेंट्री पार्कर पेन में लिख रहा हूँ ताकि ये जो ये पढ़ेंगे उसको ये भवसागर पार करेंगे. एंड देन वंस आफ्टर बिफोर बोर्डिंग जलदूता प्रभात वेंट टू शांतिपुर टू टेक द ब्लेसिंग्स एंड वन ऑफ द गॉड ब्रदर्स ही आस्क्ड श्रील प्रभुपाद, सो यू आर गोइंग टू अमेरिका? प्रभुपाद टोल्ड, नो आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू अमेरिका, श्रीमद भागवतम इज गोइंग टू अमेरिका एंड आई एम गोइंग एज हिज असिस्टेंट, आई एम गोइंग एज भागवतम्स सर्वेंट. So, and Prabhupada took so much of his endeavors to write Srimad Bhagavatam, and it's our responsibility to read them very systematically and then understand, get the knowledge, apply them, and share this knowledge to everybody. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, samasta gaura bhakta vrinda ki, tai gaura premanande.